Coach, it had to have felt pretty good to see a lot of former coaches coming back, former players coming back and assisting in practice today. I mean, tell me about that. I mean, did you guys make phone calls? Did these guys just show up? How did it work?
No, I mean, a lot of people have been making phone calls, just letting us know that they're concerned and if we need any help. And so a lot of those guys that have come back are really close to the program, or always keeping that eye out. Some of them coached here with Coach A previously. So when those specifics called, said, yeah, come down if you can help us out, just because we know they can fall into the system and know what's going on. But we've had a lot of people giving calls and just showing that they are concerned and want to help.
I say, how difficult has it been for you, you know, since this happened? I mean, basically, at that Saturday scrimmage, it was you, Coach Ancich, and Andrew Canales out there running the whole show. I mean, how has it changed for you?
In terms of the scrimmage, that was a lot easier than the regular day-to-day stuff. The scrimmage, at that point, you know, we know that we can go back and watch the film and correct a lot of the mistakes. And that's the opportunity for the kids to showcase what they've been working extremely hard and to showcase themselves at that point. And, you know, we wanted to give them that opportunity to get out in front of their stand, in front of their parents, in front of their family, in front of their friends, and play hard. And we just, you know, reminded them that, hey, this is a game day mentality, so let's play hard and let's get excited and let's have fun. The day-to-day stuff gets a little more difficult. Obviously, we're shorthanded, and people that are showing up, they're showing up, and we're trying to put them into drills and discuss certain things that they can do. But in terms of that, Coach Ancich, Visco Ancich, is very meticulous when it comes to how we go about our practice plans, and myself, the same. You know, we're communicating a lot with each other in terms of, okay, we have this coach, he can do this drill. We have this coach, he can do that drill. And just really, it's just us communicating a lot in terms of with people that are walking in. So it does. It is difficult, and we just have to be on our game. We just have to be on our game and continue to talk to people and continue to move forward. But we are shorthanded, and it does show sometimes.
Can you talk about the resiliency of these kids? I mean, it's pretty easy to get beaten down by what's read or what's seen on TV, and yet they seem to be fighting out there.
It's amazing. These kids are amazing, and that's something historically that St. Paul's always brought to the table. We're going to be tough. We're going to be resilient. We're going to overachieve. And that's something that, yes, they've had their internal issues, and when this happened and it was a shock, and you know, right away did people start pointing the finger or whatever starts happening. And you know, the seniors really stepped up. Guys like Alex Sanchez, who's just a spark plug, and Ricardo Garcia, and really all of them have really stepped up and brought this team back in. And we've had an opportunity to talk with them and give them an opportunity to have some outlets and with us, Coach Visco and myself. And we talk to them in terms of what our overall goal is. And then we'll work from there. You know, we're out here to work hard, to win football games. But more than anything, we're out here to overachieve. We're out here to teach these kids a good base. Thank you.
Well,
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.